New research on treating severe brain injuries could be the first real breakthrough in years. There's a new report that was published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. It says that daily doses of a drug that's commonly used to treat Parkinson's disease could actually improve function in brain-injured people who have been long thought to be beyond the reach of treatment. The drug is amantadine. It's been used to try to treat brain-injured people in the past, but this is the first time there's been a large-scale study that shows there's a measurable difference. Joining us now, Benedict Carey, science writer for our partner at the New York Times. Benedict, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
First, let's explain exactly what this drug does and why it could actually help improve brain function.
Well, one thing it does is it seems to enhance the actions of a brain chemical called dopamine, which does a whole lot of things in the brain. But it's highly active in the frontal areas that sort of behind your forehead that plan activities and sort of give you a conscious sense of self. Those areas are often damaged or partially offline in people with brain injuries. And so there's a rationale for thinking that maybe this would help.
So, I mean, when I said before that they thought brain-injured people were beyond the reach of treatment, the real accurate statement is that there was no standard treatment for someone who had a severe brain injury. Is that pretty true?
That's right. No one really knew for sure one way or the other, but the consensus certainly in the way that it's thought about and the way it's covered by insurance is that at some point, you know, there's nothing you can do.
So how dramatically does this drug work? We're not talking about a miracle drug that, you know, takes somebody who's in a coma, perhaps, and suddenly wakes them up.
No, it's incremental, and it's daily doses, and it seems to sort of return function a little bit faster than what normally happens after you get an injury. After you get an injury, you kind of brain goes into shock, and then begins to, there's a natural, spontaneous recovery. No one knows sort of how long that, how far it goes or how fast it happens, but it happens fastest not long after the injury, and this drug seems to speed it up a bit.
So why are doctors so enthusiastic about these particular findings? If it's incremental, if it's not a sort of miracle drug, if it's something that we already knew about through Parkinson's treatments, what makes doctors so passionate about these findings?
Well, it's the first real evidence that something works with these patients. Before this, it was all experimentation. It was a waiting game. You weren't sure what you had, really, and you weren't sure how to measure it. any changes in function that might be due to your own intervention, you know, so that people had ideas and theories. They were trying all kinds of drugs, individual doctors trying drugs they thought might work. No one was sure, really, if anything was getting traction. And the only way to know that is to do one of these big studies. And so they finally have something they can say and point to and say, look, we know this works. We've got something here. And that may change the picture across the board because standard therapy is something they haven't had. So now they do.
We're speaking with Benedict Carey, science writer for our partner, The New York Times. We're talking about a drug called amantadine. It has been used to treat Parkinson's disease, but a new report on a study shows that it actually significantly improves function in brain-injured people. And, you know, Benedict, brain injury has been in the headlines a lot, not just because of Gabrielle Giffords and traumatic brain injury there in Arizona, but also because a number of our veterans came back from Iraq and are still coming back from Afghanistan with traumatic brain injuries. Could this kind of drug help them as well?
Of course. This study was done in people with severe brain injuries, and there are thousands of those in the last decade who were in the military. And this drug presumably can help accelerate recovery in those people too. Now, we're not sure that it gets them to a different place in the end.
What do you mean by different place?
Well, what I mean is that in this study, when they took the patients off the drug, the placebo group, the control group, caught up in terms of recovery.
I see.
So it's a way of accelerating the recovery that's already happening, and that may in the end get you further along. But we don't know that yet. It's It was study lasted a month, so it really needs to be tested for a longer period of time to see what happens. Nonetheless, all of those people could potentially be helped by this, and including those with milder head injuries.
And I wonder, Benedict, if this is also kind of the beginning of a new path for treatment. In other words, could examining and researching what this drug does to speed up recovery for those who have severe brain injuries, does that also open up a new line of research for other drugs that may actually have more dramatic or more lasting effects?
That's what they're hoping. I think they're going to test. They feel that if this works, then other things must also work, and even in combination. And so this is sort of the first step. And that's what rehabilitation doctors are really hoping, is that this opens up a sort of a medical model for a standard treatment for these patients.
And how long has amantadine been used in clinical settings?
Oh, God, it's been around forever. I think 50 years, maybe. It began as an antiviral drug and still used sometimes that way. Doctors began trying it for Parkinson's after it showed some good effects on people with Parkinson's. That's going back some years, too. So it's a generic drug. It's been around for a long time.
So it's cheap?
It's cheap.
And we're not worried about side effects?
No side effects were seen in this trial. That doesn't mean there aren't any, but it means that at least so far it looks safe.
All right. So Benedict, let's talk about the pie in the sky dream. I mean, if we finally discovered a treatment after all these years that affects somebody with severe brain injury, the ideal 10 years, 20 years from now?
Oh, I have no idea.
Dream a little for me here, Benedict.
I'm going to dream and say 50 years. How's that?
Okay, 50 years, we might be able to bring someone from a vegetative state back to awareness?
Reliably.
reliably. Come on. Even science writers can dream, Benedict. You know
right.
that, right?
Thanks very much.
Benedict Carey, science writer for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the drug amantadine, which, according to a new report in the New England Journal of Medicine, can significantly improve function in brain-injured people. Benedict, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Celeste.